The reciprocal tariffs imposed by U.S. President Donald Trump are not implementable and feasible in a true world. Such tariffs may trigger recession, inflation, a higher cost of living, rising cost of logistics, as well as put a burden on U.S. manufacturers and consumers. Above all, the tariffs are hurting the world trade order, which may disappear soon. Chaotic economic conditions are being witnessed in the U.S. and the rest of the world as the bullying instinct of Trump has taken a heavy toll on the global financial architecture. He is trying to reset the world order by shifting all industries to the U.S. and consumption to Asia. Though it may be good for political mileage, it will prove disruptive. According to the latest guidelines of the U.S. Customs, smartphones and computers will not be affected by the Trump administration's reciprocal tariff policy. There are two main points. First, there are many contradictions within the Trump team and in the U.S., and it is very difficult to implement such reciprocal tariffs. Second, other countries have the confidence and ability to defend their own interests. The changes in the geopolitical landscape, especially the uncertainty and chaos sparked by the Trump team, are severely damaging the trust of large international investors. The U.S. is the world's biggest economy with a gross domestic product, GDP, of almost $30 trillion. China, the world's number two economy, has a GDP of about $18 trillion, according to the World Bank. In the case of European Union, the total value of the economy is around 17 trillion euros, or about $19 trillion. According to World Trade Organization, WTO, Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, there are 166 members of the organization, and the U.S. accounts for 13% of the world trade, while the rest of the trade takes place among other members of the WTO. The CNN reports Trump has repeatedly claimed that other countries have been ripping off the U.S. for years, despite American growth rates being the envy of the developed world. So far, he has imposed 25% tariffs on aluminum and steel, 25% tariffs on goods from Mexico and Canada that aren't compliant with a free trade agreement, a massive 145% duty on Chinese imports, 25% tariffs on cars, with separate tariffs on auto parts coming at a later date, and 10% baseline tariffs on all U.S. imports. These tariffs will likely slow global economic growth significantly, Moody's rating agency said in a recent report, and the inconsistent approach to policymaking has undermined confidence globally. The changes have not only been swift, but also deep. These are very fundamental policy changes. There isn't a modern experience of how to think about this, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said.